Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Dominic Caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. Defending that title now for better than 27 years. Today, we talk both boxing and MMA in this special hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Speaking of boxing, of course, last night, HBO had a card. NBC Sports, formerly Versus, they had a card. And, of course, in the world of MMA, we're talking to Ultimate Fighter, both here in the United States and Ultimate Fighter in Brazil, which debuts on Sunday night at midnight Eastern time. That's 9 o'clock Pacific time. So I've got to figure this will be the hottest show in Brazilian TV history. They've never, ever had a live show like this as far as MMA is concerned, the Ultimate Fighter, per se, in Brazil. And, of course, Brazil is the home of mixed martial arts. This is where the Gracie family developed Brazilian jiu-jitsu, the art of fighting on the ground. Of course, Royce Gracie, the flag bearer of that family, the man that won those early UFC tournaments by taking on guys 50, 60, 70 pounds bigger than him and fight them almost to the death. I mean, there was no time limits involved. They just got it on until somebody lost. That was the day. Those were the old days of the UFC. Of course, today it is sanctioned, regulated in about 36 states across the continental U.S. of A. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. I'll review the week in boxing when we return right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Then we'll get to MMA a little bit later in the show. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can follow us on Twitter, Twitter and then the hash mark, Ring Talk.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The late, great Curtis Mayfield. I run into his kid every now and then here in the Bay Area as a percussionist. But the bottom line is Curtis was in a class all by himself. And, of course, we remember the music from Superfly more than we remember the actual flick. Of course, that starred Ron O'Neill, who died in 2008 due to, I think, pancreatic cancer. But the bottom line is Superfly was an epic black exploitation movie of the early 1970s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And, of course, I defend that title each and every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide in 160 countries via the fabulous Internet. One of my writers at ringtalk.com, well, he's a classy guy out of New York City, plays a little drums. He's been known to play a few drums here and there. And he knows his boxing. And, of course, he's also a boxing instructor as well. I'm talking about the great Johnny Signorella. What's up, Big John?
Hey, Joe. Pleasure to be on. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent, man. How's life treating you?
Excellent, bro. No complaints on my end.
Okay. Last night, I don't want to be too hard on Eric Morales, but he looked about 55 years old as he entered the ring. He couldn't make the weight for the fight, 140 pounds, and Danny Garcia won on scores. I thought they were a little bit large, 118, 110, 117, 110, I believe. And the other judge had a little bit closer. But I had Garcia up by a point or two. I didn't have him up by that many. I watched the British feed, and Jim Watt had the fight even going after 12, after 10 rounds. What was your impact? How did you take that in?
Most people had the fight even. I had a point for Garcia, especially with the knockdown in the 11th. Morales' legs are shot. In the last two fights, you know, the one with Cano and the Mendata before that, he had a little bit more spirit and life to him. But last night, like the saying goes, you could get old overnight. And I think that's what happened to Morales finally all the way, succumbed to his age. The fight was close. I mean, Garcia, I don't see him able to fight, you know, other guys like a Khan yet. Maybe even a Zab Judah he'd have trouble with. But at this stage of the game, you know, Morales is just done, I think, man. It's like Garcia, you know, he could have fought him a little harder, probably got a better result, maybe even a stoppage.
Yeah, I thought Garcia was a little bit lazy. In fact, if you're fighting a 40-year-old, a 35 or maybe a 50-year-old guy in the ring, I'm talking about Eric Morales. The guy's been around since the beginning of time. I think he turned pro back in 1992 or 93. But the bottom line is he's been through a lot of wars. He's had a lot of rings, a lot of rounds underneath his belt. And I just think that if I was a young guy, I think I would have been taking it to him. I mean, what did you have to fear? What was Garcia waiting on? Garcia was asking to lose last night.
Well, that 11th round, when they got it in real nice, and Morales was going for it because Garcia did get hurt. And I think it was a matter. I don't believe any shot's ever lucky. A guy throws a shot, he has an intent to hit you. But Morales was just coming and going for it. And Garcia put his fist out, got a little bit lucky. But if he was fighting with that kind of intensity and forcing the fight to Morales, because the problem last night was that fight was at Morales' pace. And all older fighters, like a Holyfield or Jones, towards the end of their career, they want you to come in and fight at that pace. And once you get them, your opponent, to fight at that pace, they'll be able to hang in there a little bit unless you press them. when you press him a lot. Recently, Roy Jones overseas, the 11th round, where he got massacred and fell flat on his face, and I thought he was dead. That's what happens to these guys when you press them. But if you're going to let them just stand there and do like their little pit-pat jam, move around and have their way with you, well, they'll do that, and they might even get by you and win.
Okay. Also last night on the HBO card, James Kirkland didn't look that good against Carlos Molina, I didn't think. I thought Carlos Molina was up in that fight. And, of course, John Shirley, the referee, was forced to disqualify Molina because the Texas Commission told him to do so. He didn't want to. I think Molina's corner man stepped through the ropes before the round was over, and that constitutes a disqualification. But that's also at the referee's discretion. And Shirley didn't want to disqualify him. Shirley wanted the fight to go on, but Dickie Cole of the Texas State Athletic Commission, the infamous Texas Athletic Commission, called him over and told him, hey, the fight's over with. So it sort of reeked of Zach Clayton being the referee there in Lewiston, Maine, between Sonny Liston and Muhammad Ali. In other words, being told what to do by Nat Fleischer, who was a ringside official that day.
Well, here's what's up. They overreacted. The punishment did not fit the crime. Obviously, there was a lot of confusion at the end of the round. Time had gone out. And obviously, if you cannot be saved by the bell, the round's going to be at least 8 to 10 seconds longer. The cornerman has to be more cognizant of the rules. Now, they overreacted. I disagree with it. But they have to know what's going on at all point in time of the fight. I mean, people's healths are at risk. There's no excuse for not paying attention to what's happening in the ring. That guy had to wait his turn. Once you go into that ring, you're suggesting I'm trying to save my fighter from himself, or I'm just disrespecting the rules of boxing, and I'm having my way with it, and there's zero tolerance, especially in Texas, for that sort of thing. But here's what's up. The referee should override it and say, listen, you know what? It was a little bit of confusion, got a little sloppy. Let me take a point away. Because that fight was getting good in the last 6 minutes. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. I thought Molina was ahead. I thought Kirkland, again, like Morales last night, no legs flat. There's no excuse at his age. Maybe too much hydration, maybe too much weightlifting. I don't know what's going on in Kirkland's camp. I don't know what's going on in his head. He's a streaky fighter at best, and I wouldn't even put him in the same category as a Chavez, who I think is overrated. If he gets in there with Martinez, forget it. Lights out.
Well, you know what's funny is that he turned down a title fight with Austin Trout, the WBA junior middleweight champion, the undefeated left-hander out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. I mean, he turned that fight down, didn't even want it. Said, nah, I don't want no part of that. So he ends up fighting Molina last night. Molina can't punch much, and, you know, I mean, Kirkland's supposed to be this big puncher, this knockout, devastating puncher. Well, he didn't show us that last night. In fact, you know, I've sort of questioned the intestinal fortitude of James Kirkland in the past. I mean, I've seen him get knocked down and get up and win. Then I've seen him get knocked down and lose. But I just question his overall desire. I just don't think he's that good of a fighter.
No, he's not. He's definitely not a good boxer. I might give him a little credit as a fighter because that Angulo fight, that was rough, man. That was hell to pay for both. And he went down and he got up and he fought good. And Angulo all of a sudden just, you know, was totally lifeless and just he had nothing left. And I give him respect for that. But you're not going to have a long career fighting fights like that, you know. And especially, think about Kirkland, his hands are always down. And the same thing I was alluding to with Lopez a couple weeks ago against Salido. These guys that come in, you know, they want to swing, they want to throw, but guess what? You got to protect your face if you're going to do that. If you're going to be a free swing and thrower or have some kind of body movement or give angles, these guys stand in front of you with their chin up in the air. Guess what? Your head will get taken off if you do that.
Okay.
You know, luckily enough, last night, Molina cannot punch, but if someone else, like a Martinez, was in there, oh, boy.
Okay, Kirkland's now 31-1, 27 wax. Molina drops to 19-5-2, 6 KOs, a loser by way of disqualification. Of course, in the main event now, Eric Morales, hopefully retired. I put a picture of him up on the website. Hopefully this is the end of the road for Eric Morales because he looked like he had been he'd been beaten pretty thoroughly. But he drops to 53-8, 36 KOs. Of course, a man that lost 3 in a row at one point in time. Then he lost to Marcos Medina in his comeback. Then the WBC anointed him with a 140-pound title charge, a title shot. That's why we call the WBC the world of bunko and chicanery, or as Kevin Perry, KP, one of our writers, alludes to them as the world boxing circus. But the bottom line is the scores read 117, 110, 116, 110, and 118, 109, which I thought were a little bit off. I thought the fight was a lot closer than that. Now, you don't think that Garcia's got much of a future. I really don't. I think at 140 pounds, a guy like Tim Bradley beats him up. I think there's a lot of guys at 140 to have him
Humberto
for lunch.
Humberto Soto, Marquez beats him up. You know, maybe he could get in there with a Mathesy, like a Lucas Mathesy, or maybe a Mendata, someone that's going to fight not at too much of a crazy pace or come in with a tremendous amount of skill. Because there's not one great thing about Garcia. Like, we mentioned, like, a guy like Tim Bradley or a guy like, you know, not, I can't put Bradley in the same category as some guys at 140 or 147. But everyone brings that one thing to the dance that's like, okay, he's a speed guy. He's got power. He's got movement. What is there to this Garcia kid that he has? I mean, he really doesn't punch. He doesn't throw many punches. He doesn't really give angles. He stands in front of you. You know, he's easy. You can walk him back. And that was my problem with him last night, is that he didn't really give anything for Eric Morales to think about, to be like, okay, you know what? I'm in trouble here. Okay. I got a situation I have to deal with. And not to disrespect the kid, he is undefeated. He made a good account for himself last night. He fought. He had a broken nose, I believe, in the 11th round. I respect that. You know, he got through that. But I just don't see him getting to that level where Timothy Bradley or, you know, Cons and Petersons and those cats. I think it's a different league.
Okay. A fortnight ago, Tavares Cloud was awarded a very unpopular decision, a split decision down there in Texas over Gabriel Campillo in a fight I thought was like the heist of the year, if not the heist of the new decade. And last night, Gail Van Hoy, one of the worst judges in the history of boxing, as far as he votes for house fighters, he always has. I mean, he's been a house guy. I remember when Paulie was beaten up for 10 out of 12 rounds against Hugo D'Anzo many, many years ago. Gail Van Hoy had him winning the fight. So last night, Gail Van Hoy inexplicably had James Kirkland up by a point after when the fight was called. The other two judges had Molina up by 5 points. Man, why is it, and I know the answer to this, but why is it these guys keep getting assignments?
I have no idea. You know, I mean,
okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Politics, I would imagine.
It's not politics. It's that they're either incredibly corrupt or they're incredibly inept, and they know what guy to vote for. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what this judging, a lot of this judging is involved with, is if you get flown to Europe and you're flown in there by a European promoter, or you're flown into New York City or Buenos Aires or someplace like that by Don King, and Don King's guy's fighting, who, as was the case with Tavares Cloud. I mean, Don, at the end of the night, the athletic commission doesn't pay you. At the end of the night, the promoter's paying you. And at the end of the night, when the officials are selected, what the promoter does is he sends a list of like five or six judges and maybe five or six referees to the athletic commission and says, these are the guys I want you to pick from. So it's not even an athletic commission choice. It's the choice of the promoter, man. I mean, good God, I know boxing's a red light district of sports, man, but it's like sex without a condom.
Yeah, man.
Unsafe.
These judges that give, you know, award the fighter, you know, wrongfully, and let him advance on to a big fight. All they're doing, too, is getting these guys hurt, because a guy like Kirkland, again, now he's going to advance forward. Like, last night was a little bit crazy, you know, and there was a, with the DQ and stuff like that, that's not a judging circumstance, but it's almost an example of how, you know, someone could get eventually screwed up because these guys are fighting in places they should not be fighting because they're advancing wrongfully. You know, they're getting awarded victories they should not be awarded, and eventually they're going to go out there and get their head taken off.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, one of the tunes off the Great American Soul book, The Tower of Power, concluding a month-long tour in Europe, I believe, today and tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. So we'll welcome the boys back home in a couple of days. But this show is brought to you by RingTalk.com, of course, the World Boxing Organization. And we are, Tower of Power is our house band, so you can check them out at TowerofPower.com.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark,
two
yeah.
Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem. self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to, 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Herman and Grandpa Munster of the Munsters TV show. Al Lewis, of course, that was Grandpa. And Fred Gwynne, both have been passed on. But Fred Gwynne, of course, was Herman Munster. And, of course, he was the judge in My Cousin Vinny. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we've been talking about the HBO card last night and the fact that, I thought the highlight of the night to me was the fact that Gail Van Hoy had James Kirkland up by a point and everybody else had James Kirkland losing them by 5 points. Talk about the other two judges, and I had Kirkland losing by 4 points. But the bottom line is Gail Van Hoy, he swings the way that the promoters want him to swing. He's always been that way. It's been that way for like 25 or 30 years now, and he keeps getting assignments. So I don't know who he has naked pictures of, if he has nude pictures of somebody hidden away somewhere or something like that, whether he's blackmailing people to get assignments or not. But the bottom line is he is the most undeserving boxing official on the planet. And I've said this before, I've said it again. Of course, Texas, a state that's been known to hold a few heists. I mean, was it just a few weeks ago, Julio Cesar Chavez wasn't given a post-fight drug test. A guy that had been tested positive for drugs in the past, illegal substances in the past, and he wasn't given a post-fight drug test because the Texas Athletic Commission didn't have two cups, because that's all that's required for a post-fight drug exam. Two cups to pee in, and that's it. You seal them with tape. You put your signature on the tape so the tape isn't undone, and you're done. That's it. You could have done it with two coffee cups and a piece of tape if you wanted to do it, but no, they didn't want to test Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. We're talking with Johnny Signorella, folks, the featured boxing writer at ringtalk.com. Of course, he covers the preview. He previews a lot of the boxing events. And last night in the Big Apple, of course, Zab Judah was a winner. And Zab Judah took on a guy that I thought was going to give him some hell there, but didn't look like Vernon Parris came to fight. Or did Vernon...
Pedro, I thought the same thing, man. I've seen that kid fight before. He's a local kid, I think, from Philly or Pittsburgh or something like that. He was doing some fights out there. And I pick up his feeds every once in a while and watch him on YouTube. And he looked all right, but for some reason, it looked like he never even prepared against a southpaw. He was so confused last night with Zab Judah's movement, who can move, you know? But here's what's up. Sometimes he would just turn his back and like look for help from the audience or a referee in terms of trying to deal with someone that's left-handed. And I think that that's just, there's no excuse for that. And I think that that was the bottom line. And Zab Judah also, he looked quick last night. And his big thing is stamina. And it didn't fade. Now, granted, this is not Miguel Cotto he was fighting last night in Vernon Parris or Mayweather. But it looked like a little bit more of a positive report in terms of Zab Judah being able to sustain. And I liked the way he went out there and finished that kid. Man, that was brutal.
Well, you may like Zab Judah the fighter, but you can't like. It's hard to like Zab Judah the person. Zab Judah the person's a real creep. I mean, I watch him and his brother lump up on a security guard, an age security guard, an elderly security guard at the Mandalay Bay about 5 or 10 years ago. So they're not the greatest guys in the world. Besides, Zab Judah or Daniel Judah of all the audacity gave a counterfeit $100 bill to a hooker.
This I've never heard. I heard the other things before, but this one's great.
Yeah, gave a counterfeit $100 bill to a hooker. Now listen, working hard. Girl, what's that Donna Summer song? We work hard for the money.
All right, yeah.
You work hard for the money. You don't work hard for counterfeit bills. But yeah, Zab Judah or Daniel Judah, I forget which one it was, but one of them gave a hooker a couple of $100 bills, a couple of bogus bills, but. Yeah, Vernon Parris.
Only in boxing, man. Only in boxing.
Yeah. Vernon Parris was a loser last night. He hails from Detroit, Michigan. I guess the boys from LeCronk Gym probably turned the TV set off after about 4 or 5 rounds. But Judah now 42-7, 29 KOs, a 1996 Olympic alternate. Parris now 26-1, 15 KOs. I guess Parris has claimed to fame he's got a bullet lodged about 2 inches from his spine.
Yeah, that's about it. And you know what? After last night, I don't really see networks going after him and people really paying much attention because he just looked like another victim for Zab Judah last night, man. But I was impressed with the card overall. Last night, the Adamac fight against Aguilera, that was a good fight. And the Jennings fight underneath against Lahovich, I don't know if you caught that one, but that was a banger. And that Brian kid, I'd like to see him maybe matched up with a Seth Mitchell at some point or maybe even a Thomas Adamac. Now, here's my scouting report on Adamac again at heavyweight. It's pretty much the same as it was going back when I was covering the fights at the Prudential Center for him. He has no power at heavyweight. I do not understand how he could hit people so flush. Anybody over 200 pounds has a shot, man. And I give the kid credit last night that was in there with him, Aguilar. You know, he was doing his thing, taking his punches like a man. But, I mean, and he was putting together combinations, Adamac was, and just tagging this boy. And there was only one or two times where there was a reaction. They're going to have to do something there or consider going back to cruiserweight because – these guys are bigger and bigger, and there's a couple heavyweights out there right now creeping, like I said, Jennings and Seth Mitchell. They're not Tysons and Holyfields and Riddick Bowes, but you know what? They're showing me something, and I think they did give Adamac problems, so they're going to have to either bulk him up or take him down a notch, which I know is very hard to do once you commit to heavyweight. It's very difficult when you put that kind of weight on and commitment to come back down, but you know, it's the hurt business, especially at the highest level on the scale, man, and you need a reaction. You need a punch because even though the Klitschkos are born, hey, they hit you, you're going to feel that. And Adamac already was in there with one of them, and I don't really think, even if he went in there against Vladimir, who I believe doesn't have a great shin, I don't even know if he could crack him. I don't even know if he could put him down at this point, and he barely was able to touch his brother, so who knows, you know?
Well, Adamac is not going to be able to lose 22 pounds, 22 and a half pounds, I don't think so, and drop down to cruiserweight, so his day's numbered. But he's promoted by Kathy Duva. That's why they put him in with Nagy Aguilera, who came in at 17-6, not a big puncher, 12 KOs. And, of course, Adamac now 45-2, 28 KOs, and a man that probably definitely excelled at 190 and 200 pounds. We'll talk about the cruiserweight division. Brian Jennings, as you mentioned, out of Philadelphia, PA, TKO 9 over Sergio Lajkovic, and Lajkovic came in at 231, hailing now out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Jennings now 13-0, 6 KOs. He turned the former Alphabet champion into soup, actually a human punching bag, in just his 13th pro fight. Sergio now drops to 25-5 with 16 KOs. Of course, I'm not all that. I don't know. Here's what's up. I'm finding it hard to get. I don't want to say that I'm boxing impotent, but I'm looking at these top 10 ratings. We'll discuss this after the break, Johnny. But I'm looking at these pound-for-pound fighters, you know, and nobody's really jumping out at me. I mean, yeah, Mayweather jumps out as far as superbly talented is concerned, but Manny Pacquiao, his star has faded. Of course, Juan Manuel Marquez, I thought, beat him in that fight about four or five months ago, and they didn't give him the call. Manny was told that he needed a 12th-round knockout to win. He was praying afterwards for the decision, and then it came a Las Vegas split decision for the house fighter, Manny Pacquiao. So Manny Pacquiao just isn't doing it for me. Vladimir Klitschko's got more leaks than an old sink. Vitaly Klitschko's probably the real deal, but he's 40 years old, and he's way, way past his peak. I think we saw that with Derek Chisora a month ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This here is East Bay Soul. And they are a band put together by Greg Adams, the founding member of Tower of Power. I was able and fortunate enough to see them sit in the first row about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, at Yoshi's in Oakland. But Greg Adams and East Bay Soul, check out their new LP, East Bay Soul 2.0. You can get it at eastbaysoul.com.
Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
As we mix the music together, this is the Strokeland Superman Band, Superband. And, of course, it's put together by Doc Kupka, the founding member of Tower of Power, along with Huey Lewis in the News. This was released about 8 or 10 years ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. I want to say hello to all my listeners on the American Forces Network, our troops serving worldwide. God bless you. Of course, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This show airs live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, the two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The first hour is all about boxing. The second hour is all about MMA. Very light on the MMA news this week, so we'll talk about that a little bit later in today's show. Actually, the UFC is going live tonight at midnight Eastern Time, and that's 9 o'clock Pacific Time with The Ultimate Fighter Brazil, which will probably be the highest-rated show, reality show, in Brazilian history. I kid you not. This thing will be the bomb down there in Brazil. And the Brazilians know how to fight, and they're going to bring it. So if you've got some time tonight, check out UFC.tv. That's UFC.tv at 9 o'clock Pacific time or midnight Eastern time, and sit back and enjoy an evening of or a morning of the Ultimate Fighter Brazilian style. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. One more off-the-cuff comment. What about 35,000 people showing up for a demonstration in Sanford, Florida, this past Friday, in this Trayvon Martin case? Of course, Trayvon Martin shot by Robert Zimmerman, and Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch guy, one of those vigilante types carrying a gun, this and that, followed this kid down the street because he was wearing a hoodie, and then shot him. Yee. That's why I'm against vigilantes, folks. I was a cop here in San Francisco for a long time, and I helped develop some part of the neighborhood watch. I was at the forefront of police, of community policing, and this is something that's now all across the country, but I was at the forefront of it back in the mid-1980s out in the Hunters Point area when I was trying to organize neighbors and things like that. But I never organized neighbors with the intent for them to carry arms, for them to go out and hurt people, for them to go out and possess deadly force with them when they went. And, of course, this guy Zimmerman, he deserves to be strung up by the Nads, but we'll see what happens there. But right now they're calling it self-defense. The kid had a bag of Skittles and a can of iced tea in his hand, was wearing a hoodie, was on the phone the entire time. The entire conversation was recorded. All these neighbors hearing him screaming for help, and then bang, shots going off. And to tell you the truth, that reeks of premeditated murder to me. But that's just me being an ex-policeman. And I'm not trying to slight a few folks out there, because I know some people might say, well, you know, he had it coming. Yeah, that's what Geraldo Rivera said. He had it coming because he was wearing a hoodie. Yeah, Geraldo, like the Warren Commission had it right. Yeah. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. A little boxing for the most part today. Of course, this is a big boxing weekend. We had cards last night on HBO. We had a card last night in NBC Sports, formerly Versus, which was pretty good and all. And now I want to look at the boxing pound-for-pound records. Pound-for-pound, who's better, Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao?
Floyd Mayweather, hands down.
Hands down. I mean, you notice the Filipinos aren't even calling that much for that fight anymore. They sort of shut up. They've been muted.
They know Marquez had his number, especially in that last fight. And Pacquiao, to me, I think it's all the weight catching up to him. He's on the downside. Floyd seems to get better and better. He's now moving up to 154. He's going to give Cotto a spanking there. And I honestly think that at this point in time, that's a better-looking fight, okay, more competitive than I believe Mayweather and Pacquiao would be, because I thought this at the inception when people started rumbling about that way back when, that Mayweather would just do a paint job on him.
Spank him.
The speed, the combinations, the way Pacquiao comes running in, the angles that Mayweather gives. It was just made to order for me, like for a Pacquiao to come in there and just get whooped. So I put Mayweather up front there.
Well, here's what's up. I said this, and it irritated the Filipinos from the start, but for Floyd Mayweather fight Manny Pacquiao, especially after that third fight with Marquez, he should be arrested afterwards for domestic violence. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're talking with Johnny Signorella, folks. You can check out all of his work at ringtalk.com. He's an accomplished drummer. He teaches drums. He teaches boxing. And he's one of the Dave Garibaldi disciples. Is that about right?
That's about right. That's about sums it up. I try the best that I can to emulate that style, Pedro. But like I said, it's one thing to play it, but it's another thing to think that way. The way that man thinks, genius.
He's left-handed.
Yeah, I can see how he's ambidextrous to me.
He's a southpaw. He cracks me up. And of course,
I know. But I mean, for me, his hands are just equal. And the way he plays with that open stance, or, you know, especially his Latin stuff, all the syncopations he does. But give me a break, man. A guy. Guy's an octopus.
Often imitated but never duplicated, the great David Garibaldi.
100%.
Okay, Vladimir Klitschko and Vitaly Klitschko. Is the heavyweight division, are we about to get rid of the Klitschko's? I mean, Vitaly looked in that Chisora fight like he was dead after 12 rounds, and had Chisora had a little bit more in the tank and a little bit more as far as ability was concerned, I thought he might have beat Vitaly Klitschko, but he didn't. And Klitschko is a winner now, 44-2, got stopped in those two fights, 40 KOs. Of course, the two fights he got stopped was against Chris Bird when he was injured and Lennox Lewis when he was cut. Vladimir Klitschko, 57-3. All three were knockout losses. I think Ross Purity, Corey Sanders, and Lehman Brewster. And he's got 50 KOs. Looking at the rest of the heavyweight division, is there anybody out there that is worthy of mention?
Only because they're entering the danger zone, especially Vitaly. Yes, he is getting tired, you know, as fights go on, and he's losing some steam. There's no doubt about it. Maybe Vladimir is a little bit better, still fresher, younger, even though he's taking the more punishment, I believe, out of the two brothers. Again, I like the Seth Mitchell kid. He's got to prove himself more. But the longer these guys hang in there, yes, there is an opportunity for just about anyone to come out and take these guys out. I don't think they'll be around much longer because of legacy. You got to understand, these guys don't have the accolades of a Tyson, a Bo, Lennox Lewis, and Evander Holyfield, you know. They didn't have the opportunity, really, to fight a lot of those guys, and the division is now terrible. If they mess around and hang in there too long, if some, you know, C-level, B-level fighter comes in Germany and spanks one of these guys, historically, how do you look at them? Like, wow, they never really fought anyone that good. And then towards the end of the career, you know, they're only as good as your last fight or last performance, they say, even though people would understand and consider that they were older. It's like, oh, man, someone came in and just chumped them up. So I don't really see them hanging in there too much longer. I don't even know why Vitaly was talking about fighting someone else. I mean, it's getting to the point now, I'm diehard. It's getting to the point where they're picking out guys' names. I'm like, who the hell is this? I don't even know this guy, and why do I care? You know, and that's the problem. Once the Klitschko's are gone, you know, I hate to say it, because I do respect what they've done. And I think if they were American, you have two brothers, you know, we would celebrate them in this country and be like, wow, man, that's incredible what they've accomplished. But the problem is they're boring. And I hate to say it, the reason why people don't pay attention here is because they're not American. When they were fighting in California, I thought that was great. People were coming out. Staples Center was rocking a couple times for them, and we started supporting them. But once they started doing those overseas cards at 3 o'clock in the afternoon where people are, you know, at work or shopping, they're not going to sit home and watch that fight. And then by the time the replay comes on, everyone knows the result. Another 12-round boring verdict. So this is why these guys have fizzed out tremendously, and no one cares. But the division will be open once they're gone, and we have some people coming up, and they're not super giants, like 240-pound guys. So you might get some competitive scraps again and have someone come in and do something.
Well, I think the reason why the Vitaly drew so well against Chris Areola in L.A. is the fact Chris Areola was a Mexican-American heavyweight. HBO did great ratings with that, but HBO can't draw flies with a Klitschko. They just can't. That's why That's why they don't air their fights.
Well, because they're too boring. You know, that's the problem. Jab. I respect it because I like to watch boxing. You know, it doesn't always have to be a bloodbath. Like last night, the Morales fight was a slow tempo fight, the Garcia fight. But I like the chess match. I like when people are, you know, using things and, you know, picking their shots wisely. But with the Klitschko, it's a systematic, same fight. You might as well watch one fight in the past 5 years, really, and you've seen them all. It's pretty much the mirror image of itself. Hopefully the heavyweight division will get exciting again. I'm enjoying the top pound-for-pound fighters right now. I like Donaire. I like Andre Ward. I mean, there's a lot of good guys on the cusp, like Saul Alvarez, if he could handle Mosley entertainingly and do, you know, what a lot of people think he's going to be able to do that night. We got him knocking on the door. You know, Chavez, a lot of people like him. I think he's overrated, but say he happens to whack out Martinez or they have a great fight. Like,
never happened.
There's some people, yeah, I agree 110%. But, you know, here's what's up. There's a couple people on the cusp, and there's like guys out there like Abner Morris, who's going to be fighting Eric Morrell next month. I'm looking forward to that fight. And now these are non-household names, but it to me, boxing is in a better place than it was because the product's out there a lot more. And they're much more aware of that, cognizant, putting the product out there. It's in your face. Showtime's doing something great on their Extreme Network. Before the World Championship boxing shows, from 8 to 10, if you're a diehard, you could watch what would be off-TV bouts and tune in for that. So the exposure's there, and the fights have been better. So let's just hope that we don't have bad decisions, which is inevitable. And the big fights that are supposed to be the big fights that are coming off, Cotto and Mayweather, there's nothing crazy to happen. It's just you hope for a good, clean fight. We already had a great candidate for fight of the year in Lopez Toledo. I mean, that ninth round, unlike any, it's not even real what happened in that fight. And, you know, we just hope that boxing continues at that pace.
Okay, Eric Morrell, he's still fighting, 36 years old?
Yeah, he's still fighting. He's going to be taking out Abner Mares, man. April 21st, Showtime.
That's April 21st. Of course, that's the same day as John Jones taking on taking on Rashad Evans in defense of his UFC light heavyweight title. I think the Jones-Evans fight would probably be a better mark than the Morrell fight. But the bottom line is
Bones Jones can fight, man. I've seen him fight. He's pretty good at Bones Jones.
Bones Jones is the real deal, man. There's no question about
that.
Yeah. Okay. No need.
I don't mind the sport, Pedro, just the ground game. I'm not into the ground game, but I like the Muay Thai. I like the karate. You know, when it's good, it's good. You know, and there's a couple guys over the years. I was a fan of Frank Mir for a minute. I was real disappointed when Brock got him in that rematch and all that. But, you know, I tune in sometimes. It's not bad.
Nonito Donaire is going to take on Christian Maharis pretty soon. I think it's going to be July 14th in Texas. Maharis has seen his better days. What's up with Nonito Donaire? Has he sort of gotten to the point now where he wants to fight easy guys? I mean, I know he took out Montiel, and he's taken out some great guys with one punch, this and that. But, you know, he'll always be in relative obscurity because of Manny Pacquiao, unless he does something and continues to do impressive things. And that last fight that he had, that 12-round fight that went 12 rounds and all of us were snoring after 10, it's doing nothing for his reputation.
You know what it is? I think it's a divisional thing, and there's not people for him really to fight. And, yes, he is certainly in the shadow of Manny Pacquiao. There's no doubt, and, of course, that's a cultural thing that has really nothing to do with their styles even being similar because – I mean, they really don't remind me of each other outside of the fact that they're both Filipino, but I think that it's really a matter of there's no one really for the guy to fight.
Do you know why? I think beats him? Guillermo Regendoz, the Cuban, 9-0.
I've seen him fight. You think he's ready for that?
Yeah, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, 9-0, 7 KOs. He's a southpaw. I think he can bring it to Nonito, and I don't think he'd be afraid of him.
Well, I know he could punch. I know he's a good body puncher. But the problem with him is I don't see him fight too much. It's funny when you said that name. I'm like, man, I haven't heard that name in a minute. What's going on with Regendiao?
Well, you know, he's having a hard time fighting fights. Plus, he's with Top Rank, and Top Rank does a horrible job when it comes to promoting Cubans.
What's with Bob Arum and keeping everything in the house and just controlling everything? He's really screwed us out of some great fights, this guy.
Well, that's Bob Arum for you. Of course, Bob Arum just lost Yuri Gamboa. Yuri Gamboa is probably one of the most exciting up-and-coming fighters in a long, long time. Originally out of Cuba, now fighting out of Miami. But he was a real deal. Now it looks like he's going to do a court battle with Bob Arum. He hadn't signed to fight Brandon Rios yet, so therefore he never showed up at the press conferences to fight Brandon Rios. And to tell you the truth, I think it was a setup for Rios, and I'll tell you why. That Rios struggles to make 135. He's going to walk in the ring at 150. And Yuri weighs in at 126, 128. He's going to walk in the ring maybe 138, 140 after weighing 135 pounds. So I just don't see it being a fair fight. And I think that Gamboa did the right thing in pulling out of that fight and trying to get himself a fight with maybe, you know, a guy that his weight.
I'm really pissed about what happened there. Plain and simple. I thought it was going to be a great fight. And that's just, you know, put it bluntly. I like Rios, and I know he has weight problems. I know he was certainly going to have an advantage that night. For Gamboa, I think that they're really screwing with this guy's career here. I mean, he had that moment where he could have fought Wama. Wama shouldn't have fight anybody. Wama looks like, you said, I hate to say it, half retarded based on that last performance. Neurologically,
yep.
He's gone.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't mess around with him in the ring at all. But, you know, they blew that fight, which had potential, but, of course, Bob Arum wanted to just wait and let it marinate. People wanted it. It would have sold. It would have done good, and that's what boxing needs, more of those up-and-comers to go out there and put the record on the line. Because guess what? A loss, if it's a good fight, people will respect it. It doesn't matter. Again, look at the UFC. That's the theme of their game.
Okay.
You know, just go out and have a good, you know, they don't care about wins, losses, and that thing. But here's what's up. You know, for the most part, going back to Gamboa, is that, you know, now they're blowing this fight with Rios. And that was a fight a lot of people wanted to see. And that's two major fights now. And I'm looking at it as like, well, does this guy want to fight? Like, what's up with him?
Yeah, he wants to fight. He just wants to fight guys 15 pounds heavier. And I've got a problem with that because if you've ever fought and you've sparred in the gym, I'm sure you have.
Of course.
When you fight a guy and you give up 15 or 20 pounds of natural strength and weight to a guy, it's a severe disadvantage.
Well, you get pushed around. Like, when I boxed and competed, I was 139 pounds. Right now, I'm 160. When I get in the ring with my kids or anyone else, you know, I try to get in there with people around my weight or a little bit stronger. I have boxed heavyweights before. I have got my ass whooped. And even though, like, I felt faster, of course I was, And, you know, some guys were short. We got some short Italians out here, so I was able to get in the ring with them, about 5'9", do my thing. But here's what's up. It's like when they jab you, they move you.
They do.
And I have pretty strong legs, and they move you all over the place. And I understand that weight thing. There's a lot of people, when they talk about boxing, like, 5 pounds, give me a break. I'm like, no, 5 pounds, man. To make a huge difference.
It's Johnny, I got to cut you loose. Johnny, I'm running up here on a hard break. This is the World of Radio. I love you. I thank you so much for your time. You're the greatest. Johnny Signorella of ringtalk.com.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. You tuned to Ring Talk Live. We're a little tower of power here bringing us to the break.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8 count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
The great Howard goes, so I gotta run, folks. Lenny Williams in the Tower of Power telling me it is time to go. It is so very hard to go each and every time we get together. Don't forget, The Ultimate Fighter on Sunday nights, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, that's 9 o'clock Pacific Time, on UFC.TV. And, of course, The Ultimate Fighter, USA version, on 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, every Friday night on FX Cable. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the podcasts. They're all on the website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Until then, much thanks to my producer, Scott Cuddy. Much peace, much respect.